guarantee you built it in part using workers all of us helped pay to educate.
The next debate's November 20th. Three House committees looking into President Trump's impeachment. Here today from Michael McKinley. He was a top aide for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and resigned last week after 37 years at the State Department. And public school is canceled in Chicago tomorrow. Teachers are expected today to vote to go on strike over pay, staffing, and other issues. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to News and Views. Time to play the name game. Chrissy Voss. Chrissy Voss, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. It's quite a shopping spree. So again, Chrissy Voss. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize. And thank you, Chrissy Voss, for playing the name game. We'll be right back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as a cold front sweeps through the state today. Risk of showers mostly early in the day through about midday. Then the front moves through. Breezy, cooler, high 76. Tonight, a few clouds, but chilly. Overnight low in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again on Thursday night. Tomorrow's high, great fall day, up to about 71 with blue skies and mid-70s on Friday. Risk of showers returns over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., 3 players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey, guys. Hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words.
Whoa there, Greta.
It's my favorite sound clip.
I'm sorry, but I apologize for nothing. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here in studio. Jack Campbell is out today. He'll be out till Monday. He's on a little trip to Texas, but in studio with me, he'll be here for the next few days. Frisco Riverstone.
Thank How you
for
being dare out. You?
You love that one, don't you?
I love it.
We're going to be getting more into the debate last night and some of the great sound bites. Also getting into Trump's reaction. Very quickly, though, the show is brought to you by Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader is with the Goodson Group. And first, let's talk about Eddie. He's a great down-to-earth guy, but he's a top-notch real estate agent. Really knows what he's doing. He changed his own life by investing in real estate, learning the real estate market. And so now he's helping others change their own lives. Buying a home, especially first-time home buying, it's one of your biggest financial decisions in life. It can be quite a commitment. And Eddie Bader is there to help you understand things like home inspections, the importance of surveys, and owner's title insurance. He can even help assist find a great local lender, say someone like Kim Williams. On top of all that, Eddie goes the extra mile in little ways that go a long way. For instance, if you use Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group for your buyer's agent and you buy that dream house, Eddie will take a professional cleaning crew and clean the place before you move in so you don't have to worry about it when you move in. And that's just one example of little things he'll do. So give Eddie a call directly, 322-0662. Again, that number for Eddie Bader directly with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. But the Goodson Group itself is an entity unto itself. And Bo Goodson he's the boss over there. And for reason. I mean, he's had over four decades of experience in the River Region real estate market. And he's been able to use that knowledge not only to help people buy and sell homes. You can check out a lot of great listings at thegoodsongroup.com. But he also uses that knowledge to put together the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools in the state. So give Eddie Bader a call at 322-0662 or call the Goodson Group directly at 551-0225. Again, that number for the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Or again, visit thegoodsongroup.com to find listings with Eddie Bader and all their wonderful agents. And be sure to tell them that you heard about their services here on News and Views with Joey and Jack. Before, though, we get into all this national politicking, it's fun. And yes, I can be shallow and abrasive and hyperbolic like the best of us radio. You know, hawk show toast, as Greg Budell likes to say. It's fun. That's why I do it. But there was a really serious local story. Having an iPhone or any smartphone now, you get these Amber Alerts. And I noticed it over the weekend as the rain's coming down. Oh, my God, what is this? And we learned
Saturday night, yeah.
And the little girl, I can't remember her legal
Camille.
Name. Camille, okay.
Yeah, Camille McKinney.
But people call her Cupcake?
Cupcake, yep.
And so she was, she went missing or abducted or something.
So she was
like
in
that.
She was in Birmingham. She was at a birthday party. And there are some conflicting stories, but what we know so far is she was at a birthday party. And there's been several conflicting things because the mother and father have both done separate interviews with different media outlets.
Okay.
And then also on Facebook Live, there's a lot of talk. So it's actually been kind of gone viral on Facebook. But what we do know is that she was at a birthday party. The children attending the party there in Birmingham said that a black male got out of an SUV and put Camille in the vehicle. And police have been investigating since. The Amber Alert went out just before midnight on Saturday, about 3.5 hours after the abduction. And both parents met with Birmingham police. Now, from there, it got kind of a little strange because the mother sort of did a tearful plea on Facebook that a lot of people have been speculating
right.
about. The father's also done a few Facebook Lives where he's kind of reclined, perhaps having a cigar or some sort, and accusing the mother. The mother's also said a couple things accusing the father.
Uh-oh.
And it's really been a lot of hearsay, and the local media is trying to cover it as best they can.
Right, this is a very sensitive subject, and
you're talking about a little missing
child,
girl,
yeah.
And now the father is claiming, and this is really what makes it so upsetting, that perhaps the mother has sold the child off, which is just
wow.
And the mother is claiming that the father owed money, and she's been abducted and held ransom for this money.
Yeah, and anytime you see one of these Amber Alerts and the search goes on for days, it makes me more and more worried. And I don't think I have to spell it out for folks, but I did hear yesterday Governor Ivey has, you know, tried to make it coordinated with other states in the area.
Yeah, so she's had discussions with Jefferson County District Attorney's Office and has finalized plans for a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for Camille's disappearance. And it's one of those things where it's kind of, you know, we may see missing children's flyers here and there, but this has been a story that I think has really blown up because of social media. And I think that the mother and father's active appearances on their Facebook Lives and just sort of the kind of bizarre nature of all of it has really thrust this into the spotlight, to the point that the governor is now offering, you know,
two different rewards or something like
that. Yeah. So all I've seen was the $5,000 reward, but there's also other people offering up rewards as well. So,
okay.
I mean, we're looking at upwards of, you know, $10,000,
$20,000. I hope people find this little girl quickly. And I seriously hope, I would hate if the parents are actually involved. That is a weird twist for the parents to be somewhat subtly accusing one another of foul play.
Very strange. Now, Birmingham police on Tuesday did take in two people. They detained two people charged with unrelated crimes, but are being investigated for the potential, you know, involvement with Camille. So I don't know anything else about that.
Okay. Well, I hope that story progresses in a good way. I do not want to hear terrible news, but we got to worry. And
well, we're keeping an eye on it, and we'll certainly.
Well, and for all our technology, like I got the Amber Alert, so did everybody else. It sometimes, you know, bad things happen, and so keep an eye on it. Like Frisco said, hope for the best. Hope for the best, but. Quickly, I want to shift gears because the debate did continue last night. And, well, let's continue with some of the highlights. Why not? Because I'm trying to keep my powder dry. I could go on quite a rant about Elizabeth Warren. Can't stand her. And it's been for years, though. And she rehashed an old stump speech.
True.
Last night. One that I've been mocking and arguing with for years, so we might have to get into that. It was essentially after she was accused of being punitive. It was actually from all people, Beto O'Rourke.
Beto. Liz, you sound punitive. Instead of wanting to rise people up, it sounds like you want to take people down, man.
Sir Robert Francis.
Right. But we'll get into that. Here's some more. This, I think, is a moment by Bernie Sanders here on the CNN New York Times debate.
Say your federal jobs guarantee is part of the answer to the threat from automation. But tens of millions of Americans could end up losing their jobs. Are you promising that you will have a job for every single one of those Americans?
Damn right we will.
I don't have a beef with billionaires. Why is it, does everyone else on this stage think it is more important to protect billionaires? Show me your budget, show me your tax plans, and we'll know what your values are.
Lord, that one got me. Excuse me. That one drives me nuts. That unless you want a big federal budget with high taxes on the rich, and all this redistributive wealth transfers, then you don't care about people. You only care about money your greed and avarice are showing. What sort of nonsense is that? That's an early 20th century progressive mentality, that we don't save souls by prayer and actually helping the poor or the hungry or those in jail or those sick by doing it ourselves. No, the best way you save souls is by, you know, fixing the prices against the monopolistic railroad companies.
Ugh.
But today it's now the big tech companies and all these corporations and taking on the billionaires. What nonsense. And that's part of our problem in this country. We think that our values don't go any deeper than our politics. Our values obviously should and do go deeper, but if we conflate political action with how do you express your deeply held values, and that's the only way you can express your deeply held values, it's the old canard that if you don't want, say, a bunch of money to programs for the poor, then you hate the poor. It's not like this is the most charitable nation on earth. And it's not like, oh, sometimes doing and working on charities yourself in, say, your local community, It's not like that's more fulfilling than just writing a check to the government or anything. Give me a break. Can you imagine, folks, that every time you bought something from Amazon, you had to give a cut to Walmart? Because that's what happens with public education. It's exactly what happens with public education. A lot of people send their kids to private school or they homeschool their children, and they still have to send a cut to the public education bureaucracy. And don't get me wrong, I want public education in this county and the city in particular to get better. So it's just a reality, though, that if we're going to talk about monopolies, Elizabeth Warren, you never seem to bring up the monopoly power of the government. In so many facets of how the government operates, it is monopoly power. And you and Bernie want to demonize billionaires. Billionaires shouldn't even exist. And then you have a billionaire agreeing with Bernie. You want to demonize billionaires, but all the while, the way you want to solve the problem of billionaires is by taking money directly from their wealth, not their income, not their capital gains tax, none of this nonsense. All that money, just your assets. We're taking 2%. Every year until you're below a certain threshold. And we're going to do this with an institution that has violent monopoly power and has a budget in the trillions, a budget that we, by the way, want to increase by trillions. So billionaires bad, but people that can act violently with impunity, with the law backing them, with a budget of trillions, they get by taking from people. That's just fine in Bernie and Liz Warren's world. What nonsense. What utter nonsense. And you combine that with Beto O'Rourke essentially admitting, yeah, well, if people don't get their guns, we're going to take them from you. And it'll be law enforcement that does that. Really? Really? You know, Beto, you talk about how much you care about minorities in this country. Blacks and Hispanics and the poor in this country. You really want police... I mean, we've going into poor neighborhoods of this country, or police going into, say, inner city Chicago and just taking weapons. That'll go great.
I mean, Joey, we've just seen literally in the news, actually on several accounts, where police officers were in the wrong going into someone's home and open fired on more than one occasion.
It wasn't even an emergency call. It was just a health check.
And this man's advocating for police to come in to your home
and take people's legally owned guns.
Yeah.
Oh, but we changed the law. We made it illegal. This is where a lot of these folks just don't get it. There are things that pre-exist government. There are rights and liberties that pre-exist government. And there are traditions in this country that pre-exist your latest progressive mentality and zeitgeist. So, you know, I try not to think, and I I doubt Beto is actually an evil guy or anything. Like, I don't think of him that way. I think he's just very foolish and doesn't actually think through the sort of chaos he would bring about if he did what he wanted to. Combine that with this idea, and I think Andrew Yang hit it the nail on the head last night, saying most Americans don't want to work for the federal government, Bernie. Amen, Andrew Yang. Yeah, Yang might want to give you $1,000 a month, but it's a hell of a lot better than taking over the health care of this country and creating a monopoly, a government monopoly in healthcare while they demonize private monopolies. And it's just, at least Andrew Yang gets that people want to make do with their own lives and their own families. They don't want to be told what to do and guaranteed a job by the feds. So Elizabeth Warren says she doesn't hate rich people. That's what set me off here in the last few minutes. And this is where she rehashed her old... You remember the old speech, Frisco?
Yeah. I think we talked about it.
She went into this. She goes, if you made a bunch of money in this country, God love you. But you brought your goods to market on roads the rest of us paid for. You were secure in your factories because the police the rest of us paid for. Essentially, it's the old George Costanza defense of taxation and heavy-handed government. We live in a society, people! Really, Elizabeth Warren, you're going to use a frustrated George Costanza as your defense for not only... It's so crazy, and I'm sorry for being so over the top here right now, but I'm frustrated. Billionaires' money is taxed before it ever becomes their true asset. So after that money's taxed to go to the roads and go to the bridges and go to the police and go to the courts, which, by the way, hey, Montgomeryans, anybody in America, what do you really think of the court system? Another government monopoly. I'm not saying the people working in the court system are bad necessarily. There are a lot of good DAs, a lot of good judges, a lot of good lawyers and police all trying to make this work. But where do we tend to complain the most about corruption in our society? The legislature, the courts, where the government has taken over things and monopolized things. So she wants to give us this ridiculous George Costanza, we live in a society, people, where she's the one to decide, you haven't given enough to society, I speak for society.
And she's done this before. I mean, she's pulled this out of her diaper bag, I mean, back in the day. She's been saying this.
Yeah. And it's just, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And yes, we do live in a society. Yes, it does take a village. But here's the problem, guys. When I agree with you, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren, anybody else, that it takes a village to build a society, it does. It takes more than parents, though parents are the primary caregivers of children. It does take a lot of different people. It takes friendships. Friends apparently affect childhood more than parents do. Peers do. Classmates, teachers, all sorts of role models in society and entertainment. But it means a literal village of all sorts of different types of people make the world go around. But when you mean by village government, Elizabeth Warren or Hillary Clinton or the rest of you, you're doing the village a disservice. And you're taking away any need for initiative by the actual villager, so to speak. Saying, oh, all troubles will be taken care of, you poor, hapless, middle-class Americans. The only way we can help you is by beating billionaires over the head. It's nonsense. And you know what, Elizabeth Warren? I'm not exactly raking in all the money. I make a fairly humble living, but I enjoy what I do, so I'm not complaining. But if you seriously are going to take money out of my paycheck, increase payroll taxes to fund your monstrosity of a monopolistic takeover of healthcare in this country, you're raising my cost because I'm a young, healthy man, and I don't have to use my healthcare often. I have catastrophic coverage in case something bad does happen. But if you're saying, I now have to pony up the money, I don't have a deductible, I don't have a premium, I just have higher taxes for healthcare I don't use. And as it was pointed out, thank God, by Joe Biden, people making 50 to 75 families will pay more definitely. And I'm pretty sure low-income people will, too. And I just... It's not just bleeding hearts. There are plenty of people on the left who have bleeding hearts who care about the poor and the sick. And they want to take care of people. And I don't fault people for that bleeding heart. Where I fault people is using the language of compassion and empathy and wanting to take care of the poor and the sick for a government takeover. It's not the same thing. We have Medicaid for people who are poor. We have Medicare for people who reach the end of life, near the end of life, and that's when healthcare costs tend to go up. Big shocker, I know, for people 65 and above. I think I'm not telling you anything out of school. We already have programs, a safety net that takes care of all sorts of people. We had states with these high-risk pools. But no, it's not enough. My problem with you, Elizabeth Warren, my problem with you, Bernie Sanders, and so many others that want the government to take over things, is that you trust the public interest above private interest and profit. My problem with you is you think somehow magically all these evil people who are greedy and just looking to make a buck in the private sector, as soon as they go into public office and they work for the right party, they all of a sudden become saints who only want to serve the public. You're morons if you actually believe that. And I don't think you actually do believe that. Give me a break. It's more often that the public interest is working for certain private special interests, and that private interests often serve the public. They're called small businesses. Called private schools. I mean, what the hell am I doing here, talking to the public? Though I have been ranting a little bit. I'm sorry. Elizabeth Warren just gets me worked up, man.
He is heated right now, folks.
Is my vein coming out of my
I feel
hair?
The steam coming off of you.
Is my face red?
A little bit.
Yeah, I feel it. Anyway, let's hit a break. 272-9228, 272-9228. I had to get that off my chest because I've had a vendetta. I'll admit it, a vendetta against Elizabeth Warren for quite some time. It has nothing to do with her personality or her looks. It has everything to do with her policies and her mentality. The only way to progress in our lives is for the government to do it. It's condescending. It's insulting. Hey, and at the end of the day, besides all the insulting and condescension, it won't work. It doesn't work as well as free people. And as long as you keep running on these programs, people like Rand Paul and President Donald Trump will rightfully say socialism will never come to America. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to join in.
Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man, check this out.
A homo,
Boo.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man.
Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. This is Joey Clark. Alongside me today, Frisco Riverstone. Jack Campbell is out on a trip to Texas. He'll be back. He'll be back on the show Tuesday morning. We got a big week next week lined up with very special guests. I think this week we're going to have a lot of hangout guests. You're hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we get into this segment, part of the program is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Great folks like Mike Jenkins down at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown. If you work downtown, great location to get your car serviced. They're reliable folks down there at Jenkins. They're great at building relationships. It's why they've been so successful so far. They work on a lot of commercial fleets, so that means they have state-of-the-art technology to deal with some of these big rigs and some of these high-volume orders. That way, it works beautifully for your everyday driver. And so if you work downtown, they're two blocks on East Jefferson Street away from the Alley station, like the little water tower down there. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle and people ready to take you to and from work while your car is serviced. And they do it all. I love the idea of the monthly checklist, where you go in monthly, get your car checked out. They'll actually teach you about owner maintenance, so you can do a little bit of checking yourself, and it gives you that extra peace of mind. But if you don't want to do that, they can take all comers. Work on air conditioning repair, air filters, filters, batteries, anything to do with tires, balancing, installation, repair, rotation. Work on that transmission, tune-ups, wheel alignment. And, of course, don't forget windshield wiper blades. Nothing worse than driving in the rain like we've had the last few days and the wiper blade comes off. It's happened to me before, folks. So check them out. Jenkins Tire and Automotive downtown, 38 East Jefferson Street. I'm thinking Jenkins because they give me that little extra peace of mind. Give them a call today at 265-0792, 265-0792, or you can even make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. So, before we get back into the debate, because I was laughing last night, but there were moments where I wasn't laughing. I was just pacing around my apartment because I get so worked up. I get worked up, especially when they got talking about foreign policy. But instead of going back into that and getting more and more worked up, Frisco here has another local story that is just, well, just somebody who's just so dumb.
Well, it's fresh out of Tuscaloosa, Joey, and this actually, I think this hit the news yesterday, but we've got some more details on it. A University of Alabama student called in a bomb threat against LSU's Tiger Stadium to keep his friend from losing a bet. Police say. I don't know if you've heard this story or not, Joey.
No.
So basically, Connor Kroll, 19, University of Alabama student, called in the police non-emergency line, apparently, during the game, and said, quote, there is a bomb in the stadium.
Well, that doesn't sound like an emergency at all. He called the right line.
He called the non-emergency line. Detectives were able to trace the call back to Kroll. They were able to ping the call to an area near the University of Alabama, and police were contacted at the University of Alabama, where they tracked Kroll down. Now, after being arrested and read his rights, Kroll repeatedly admitted... He repeatedly admitted to calling the bomb threat in an attempt to stop the game because his friend was about to lose a very large bet.
But isn't gambling illegal in the state of Alabama? Other than that electronic bingo in certain counties, it's illegal to bet on sports.
Well, Kroll is still being held without bond and waived extradition to Baton Rouge. Kroll could only remain jailed in Tuscaloosa for 14 days until he's extradited to Louisiana.
I'm constantly amazed by people in trouble with the police. And sometimes it's just a tragic incident, but often it's just like, how dumb are you? Now, I guess it's not the worst guy in the world because he's just looking out for a friend.
I mean, how deep does your friendship go?
I don't want his kneecaps to get busted, officer.
How deep do your friendships go? I mean, that's so pretty...
That's stupid.
Well, it's nothing to make light of at all. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's really stupid, but it's also like when you find out where the threat came from, it's like, oh... Yeah. All right, it's not actually a threat.
They're pinging it from the University of Alabama.
And, right.
Yeah, so just had to throw that out there, Joey. I thought that that caught my eye for
it
sure.
It doesn't surprise me because, you know, a lot of the local publications, when I look at them, especially during the weekend, it just becomes a glorified sports page. that's what we care about here in Alabama, and I'm not knocking anybody. Football's great.
I mean, that's breaking news here.
Right. But it's all Alabama and Auburn. And we'll see. I'm still... smarting from that Florida loss for Auburn. That was not fun to watch. But Bo Nix showed his age. I mean, that's one thing that gives me a little bit of hope for the future is that he's just not mature enough on the field. The game's not slowed down enough for him. So we'll see. He just made a lot of stupid decisions. And the defense, for the most part, looked good. Hey, and Florida could beat Georgia. Florida could be the team in the SEC championship. So
we'll get into football later. I can see your wheels turning there.
Yeah. So... a little bit more here of the debate. I've got a montage here, folks, to let you a little bit on the inside. It's 3.5 minutes long. In the last hour and a half we've been doing the show, I've made it through a minute of this montage. Let's just say I'm a little fired up. I love this stuff. There's Donald Trump talking in the Oval Office. He calls John Bolton a good man, but says White House tenure didn't work out. You think? Hey, John, you want to go nuke him? Like, apparently Trump would bait John Bolton and just mock him in front of everybody else. Oh, is that your solution, John? The nukes? And Trump is now talking about Turkey. Well, let's see if we can find that video and bring it to you, because that is an evolving story.
Well, a couple minutes ago, he said something about if Turkey invades Syria, then that's their problem.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and that's essentially what he told him on the phone. And it's been telling him for years, in fact, because Erdogan's wanted to invade the Kurds for years. Let's just say this: the world's complicated. The world can be a horrible, tragic, brutal, violent place. It can also be a beautiful place where you stand up for your values and your ideals, and you find all sorts of wonderful things in life. And I think often, especially it reminded me of watching the Democrats last night, there's this emphasis on, and it's not terrible, but like we can do anything
mm-hmm.
if the government has enough power and money. Like, no, you can't. Like, even if you gave people health insurance, they still sometimes get really sick, and even with the best medicine, don't make it.
Correct.
I know from personal experience. Life can often be tragic. So I'm all for helping people when we can help people, but sometimes you have to cut and run, take your losses, and understand that you can't fix the whole world in America's image, nor should you try. And usually, if you look at history, when you try to remake the world into your own image, usually it ends up bringing about not a heaven, but hell. What is it? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So we'll get back into this debate. And I have a great article here on Syria. It lays out a little bit more context and history than what we heard last night at the Democratic debate, with the exception of the ever so smoking Tulsi Gabbard. That white strand of hair and that black, but I'm going to shut up now. Because... I don't need to tell everybody what I was thinking. Anyway, more news and views after this break. 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builders are more confident about their business. The National Association of Home Builders says its index rose in September to the highest level since February of 2018. Economists were predicting there would be no change in the reading. Bank of America, Bank of New York, and U.S. Bancorp are all reporting upbeat earnings. However, there's a disappointing reading on retail sales. There was a decline last month, down 0.3%. Economists were predicting an increase. Kroger says it will standardize its labels for its Our Brands foods to make the information easier to understand and to cut down on waste. Use by means it's no longer safe to eat after that date. Best if used by means it's fresher by that date but does not affect the product's quality. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as a cold front sweeps through the state today. Risk of showers mostly early in the day through about midday. Then the front moves through. Breezy, cooler, high 76. Tonight, a few clouds, but chilly. Overnight low in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again on Thursday night. Tomorrow's high, great fall day, up to about 71 with blue skies and mid-70s on Friday. Risk of showers returns over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team are fantastic folks. You know, I was talking about Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group earlier. Those are your real estate agents, but I highly recommend if you want to buy your first home, get it financed, or get a good refinancing on your current mortgage, call Alabama Home Mortgage today. 567-4223 is their number. You can visit them on the web at alabamahomemortgage.com. It's changed from ALA to Alabama Home Mortgage, all spelled out, alabamahomemortgage.com. And here's one thing that Kim was saying that I love, is that she noticed a lot of veterans here in the River Region. We have a lot of them. And thank you for your service, folks. A lot of veterans have shied away from working with the VA on mortgage programs because they don't want to deal with all the bureaucracy. So Kim Williams and her team figured out how to streamline that process for the veterans so they don't have to deal with the bureaucracy. They make it easy for veterans to take advantage of these programs they earned through their service. So she does great things there. Also help with FHA loans and so much more. And with Christmas right around the corner, or maybe you want to just do a home improvement before the holidays and the family comes to visit, don't just pull out another regular loan. why not refinance your mortgage? Kim Williams has a lot of options for folks, but she's going to be straight up with you and your particular situation. That's why you need to give her a call at 567-4223. It's why, because she's straight up. People keep coming back to Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. So check them out today. NMLS number 1586368. They are, of course, an equal housing lender. Trump recently said in the Oval Office, we are trying to get the best we can out of Turkey. We don't want wars to happen anywhere. I agree, Donald. I'm laughing, folks, because that's just one of those answers like, what will make the world a better place? Well, love, man. We don't want war anywhere. I don't want war anywhere. I think war is a waste. War is a terrible waste of lives. And by the way, you don't get prosperity in war. A few companies might. But when you're taking your productive capacity as a society, as an economy, and moving it towards like things to blow up buildings and infrastructure and kill people, not the best use of wealth.
I've always thought that if we had taken the amount of money that we have sunk into the Middle East over the last 30 plus years, if we had taken that money and sunk it into developing our own sustainable energy and our own, I mean, Space Force, right. You know, something, if we
infrastructure
projects. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be reliant on the Middle East for their oil because we would have developed the technologies and the science to self-sustain.
Well, we're already pretty independent.
We're good, but think about all the money that we could have, you know, if we took all that money that we spent in the Middle East and used it towards that.
Wrong,
I mean,
yeah.
There's just so many different.
Yeah, well, and that's the general point. Is also, imagine if that money was given back to the American people.
Correct.
They didn't have to be taxed as much. And then the American people decide, and this is always the problem. It's this broken window fallacy way of thinking. That, you know, and we see this when natural disasters happen. Like, oh, GDP will go up. Yeah, technically, in a statistical way, it'll go up. But what happens when, say, a hurricane runs through and flattens a coastline and all sorts of properties and businesses on that coastline? It's a waste of wealth. It's literally a destruction of wealth. Mm-hmm. So GDP goes up when you rebuild, but that's not what you want. You want to slowly accumulate wealth and capital and these sorts of things. So, I mean, sometimes I listen to folks like Bernie, and it's like he would buy into this idea of what we're going to do, Frisco, is we're going to get together a team of wealth opportunity creators. What we're going to do is we're going to go around downtown Montgomery and wear nice uniforms. We're not going to look like vagabonds or anarchists or anything. But we're going to get our sledgehammers, and we're going to smash all the windows of all the businesses downtown. And what's that going to do? It's really going to make the economy hum, because you got to have all those people to fix the windows, right?
That's actually a really good analysis.
Some people actually think.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
And so, yeah, it's... Again, that's where I just can't stand the left, is on economics. It's where most of my disagreements, honestly, with the president, the current president, Donald Trump, where I disagree on a lot of stuff. I am a true free marketer, and I think we could have freer markets, and it would just benefit people better. I'm a true libertarian in the sense that I want power devolved back to the states and ideally just the cities and the people, and stop making all these decisions from one place. That's what's actually dividing the nation. And as you can tell by the Democrats last night, they're speaking to their tribe, and great, speak to your tribe, but you're not going to bring people. And I can fault the president for that, too. It's not like we're bringing people together anytime soon with all this national politicking. It's not doing us, good service. Let's go to the phones, though, real quick. 272-9228. News and Views, who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Jason. Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, there's an old adage, and it says, when you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I think we have to recognize in this country that it's not, Syria is just a symptom of a larger problem, in the sense that in this country we spend almost $1 trillion on defense, but it's really military, right?
Right.
So you spend $1 trillion, roughly a third of the budget on defense or military. You got to do something with that money, right? You're buying bullets for a reason. You're making rockets and drones for a reason.
Right.
So I don't think the issue, I think Syria is important in that it shows, you know, some bad decision making and why elections matter. But I think the bigger discussion is, Why do we spend so much on defense? And why has that become a sacred cow in that nobody, you can't take money away from the Pentagon.
We could do like a whole 3 hours on that topic alone in the military-industrial complex. I mean, to keep it somewhat brief, because we don't have much time here, Jason, for the longest time, it was thought after World War II, well, we have to have a huge military national security state, because look at that Leviathan in the Soviet Union. We have to deter the Soviet Union. And to be honest, there's an argument to be made. The nuclear early Cold War was nuts. And people, I think, like George Kennan, did the best they could. But after the Soviet Union, the Berlin Wall falls, Soviet Union collapses. There is this idea of a peace dividend. There's even a crazy idea of why don't we bring Mother Russia into NATO? And I sometimes like to think, what would history have been like if we had gone that route? But we didn't. And there were people really worried that because there was no big bad to go face, big monster to slay anymore or worry about, that the American people really were going to get their so-called peace dividend. And what changed after 9/11? That talk went out the window. 9/11 scared the crap out of everybody, rightfully so. And you get a whole new department, you know, Department of Homeland Security. You got back to Cold War, beyond Cold War levels of spending. And also you get the expansion of NATO even further east towards Russia. I mean, you get all these invasion in the Middle East. And that's where I think 9/11 sort of tip the scales back into more and more spending. We have to look out against terrorism.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. The money got bigger not because the threat grew, the threat changed, and the money kept going in where it was already going. It was just money on top of what you were already spending.
Right.
And so the idea that you're going to fight these terrorists, some like a kind of a disjointed network of people that's small, they don't have nukes, they don't have this, they're just mostly long, small attacks or attackers in the same way is insane. So the idea is you have to adapt. But that didn't happen. It was just like you said, they just made another department, more money there, and now it's just ballooning.
Well, and now in recent years, the new Leviathan, the big nation state to worry about is, well, the Democrats will say Russia. I think Russia's a problem, but not that big of a problem. But the new one is China. And China is something to worry about. I don't think we need a Cold War like what we have with the Soviet Union. I think there's a different tact that could be taken. But China, we should watch out for China. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think now it's more or less a mutually assured destruction, right? They just want to make sure that I want you to know I have enough that if you get out of pocket, I can destroy you, but you can destroy me. But that just leads to what we have now, which is a never-ending budget. And then that money comes from somewhere, mainly our pocket, and then it's never going to go down because soldiers, and they need to pay the VA, and you're like, but that's not where all the money goes. It goes to bullets and all this other stuff.
Well, and a lot of money does go to payroll. It does.
It's a lot of bureaucracy, but the point is, that's always the defense of why you can't take it down.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of, and they spread it around the country. Montgomery's very much a town that relies on federal dollars to a military base. I'm not a fool in that regard. But Jason, I'm out of time, man. You're welcome to hold on, but appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take it easy. So we do have to hit a break here. That was like, I love discussions that, but we just don't have enough time. Need an hour or two to talk about that issue and more. But we got to hit a quick break here. 272-9228 if you want to call in like Jason. Joey Clark here, Frisco Riverstone. Jack is out until next Tuesday. He's gone on vacation to Texas. But we'll be right back. More news and views after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. We don't have much time here. Coming up, we'll keep sifting through local publications, see if there's anything out there. Still following that latest Amber Alert. You said her name is Camille. People call her Cupcake.
Correct.
A lot of weird information in that story, so we're being a little sensitive with what exactly we bring you on air. But the president, I was a little disappointed that he didn't live tweet that debate last night, because this is serious stuff, folks, but it's also highly entertaining. That was in the back of my head last night. It's like, if it's Elizabeth, my roommate and I were talking about it, Jonathan and I were like, if it's Elizabeth Warren for 4 years, it's not just that we disagree. It's like old schoolmaster giving you a lecture for not tucking in your shirt again. It's just like, no, please spare us. Spare us. But Trump did make a tweet about the debate finally this morning. This was about 4 hours ago. You would think there's no way, no way in all caps, no way that any of the Democrat candidates that we witnessed last night could possibly become president of the United States. Now, you see why they have no choice to push a totally illegal and absurd impeachment of one of the most successful presidents.
Yes.
What did he say the other day about the Turkey, the decision to remove troops away from Syria? If I see Turkey do anything in my unmatched wisdom, called it like my great and unmatched wisdom. Sometimes Trump does these brags about his own self. Like, I mean, we've got it right here. I mean,
there are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
It's freaking hilarious.
My favorite is...